Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7, The Game.
Well, that's the end of that. Everybody loves Tony Vitello.
Yeah. I mean, I loved him before, and I don't love him any less now.
He has just jumped Kyle Shanahan in the Bay Area head coach likability rankings.
Well.
He might not have caught Kerr yet.
What's the question?
Steve Kerr, Thursday. I think he jumped. He jumped Kyle already in terms of the likability scale.
I don't even care about likability.
No,
like,
I didn't
go
say
out there and win.
Right? Gabe Kapler, Bob Melvin, Tony Vitello.
Well, I mean, I have a much deeper history with Bob, so
Bob's a great guy.
The level of my likability of Bob goes deeper than just, you know, One year, 2 years with the Giants. I've known him for 15 years, so it's a little bit different for me.
No doubt. And Bob is a wonderful dude, but as a media personality, maybe that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
The head coach media personality rankings.
Sure.
Like Steve Kerr is brilliant with a microphone. Tony Vitello is brilliant with a microphone. Kyle Shanahan's annoyed with a microphone.
Right. Get in the laminated play sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine for me. I don't need somebody to be, look at me, waka waka.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying, it doesn't mean anything. That's what it is. Tony is going to be well-received on the media personality front, and if you go 0-4 to start the season, bleep you. But, you know, it is a thing, and if you can handle a room and a conversation like that, let's just put it this way. It doesn't hurt.
Right.
It does not hurt.
I look forward to seeing actually what he does with his staff, how he fills it out. And he actually said that he wants to, you know, retain some. He wants it to be a mix of people who are here, continuity, and younger people, older people. And so I look forward to seeing what he does, what they do with his staff.
Yep. All right. So there it is. Tony Vitello with his initial joining of Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game, and really, really appreciate it because you could hear how many interviews he was referring to. That man's had a day. He'd been through the car wash.
Yeah, a little busy. And even referenced not being available last week because he was in the air.
He was in the air.
He's like, yeah, I try to make sure that when I have these arrangements that I'm not in the air.
Yeah.
That worked out
great. Yeah, so we were able to get him on YouTube and look like the those of you who are on YouTube enjoyed it a lot. So I hope you did. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, now back to ripping the Niners. Kind of a deadline was that. They did nothing.
How many teams did nothing?
Most of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. But that's not like if I'm the Rams.
They did nothing.
I don't know what my need is. What's my need? I don't know that they have one. They like their receiving core. They have two running backs. They have a quarterback. They have a healthy pass rush. The Rams have not been beset by injury this year. The Detroit Lions did nothing. I don't know that they need anything.
They could always use more defense.
Sure, everybody right. could. And, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you could say, well, they did nothing, but they added Micah Parsons right before everything got going.
Well, then the Niners didn't do nothing.
The Eagles did a bunch.
If you're going to give them credit for Micah Parsons, you have to give the Niners credit for Keon White and Cleveland Farrell.
Okay, no, you
and Bryce Huff as
you
well.
You do. Well, Cleveland Farrell was not a trade acquisition.
That's fine. Keon it White was an acquisition.
And I do give them credit for Keon White, but I also think that there was new information after Keon White became a 49er and Cleveland Farrell. You lost two more defensive linemen from the moment that you acquired those two in Gross Matos and Mykal Williams. And again, I'm kidding, as you know. Yeah. I'm not here to rip the Niners because I'm not shocked. I'm a little surprised that they did nothing. I knew they weren't going to do something at the top of the market, and I support that. I do not think that that made sense for them to be tossing around first, second, third round draft picks. That does not make sense. But if I am a veteran 49er, if I am George Kittle, if I am Christian McCaffrey, if I'm Trent Williams, if I'm Kyle Juszczyk, I'm disappointed today. I think that you may not think you're a Super Bowl contender this year, and I can't get mad at you for that because guess what? I don't really either. So we agree. I think it's very unlikely that the 49ers will win the Super Bowl this year. However, one of your favorite Bill Parcells quotes, and it's usually used for when you're not good.
Right.
You are what your record says you are. And your record right now says you're a playoff team. So I would have liked something to give at least the look of like, hey, pretty cool position that we find ourselves in, even though we've lost a bunch of players.
Yeah, and they still can, and they still might. And whether it's, you know, people who are on the street or practice squad players on other teams, I do think that they're going to continue to bring in other bodies. And if they're dead set on keeping their draft capital, I think that they're smart to do so because they don't have as many picks this upcoming year as they did last year. And so if you really want to continue to reload, not rebuild, but reload this thing, you need to have as many draft picks as you possibly can. And if you weren't going to be top of the market, Quinnen Williams or Sauce Gardner, neither of them, I think, would have fit with your salary cap structure. You do have to kind of keep an eye on that going forward. And I know that they've got about $25 million, I think, projected under the cap next year, and that includes the Brock Purdy extension, which is a good amount. It's not the most in football, but you want to keep as much of that as you can. And
sure.
I do think that what you're saying is mostly right. And the whole idea about Super Bowl contention, we did this yesterday. I think that is an erroneous term. I think that they see themselves as a playoff team. And then let's just see. Let's see if we're a playoff team. Yep. Let's see what we can do. And if you think about the Niners as the, I don't know, if you're the sixth seed and then you go out and you take on the three seed, could you beat Tampa or Green Bay? Could you beat one of those teams or Philly? Could you go out there on the road and win one of those games? Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not a super long shot. And you look at Washington last year, the Commanders went to the NFC Championship game and they were not expected to go that far. So, you know, you can go on a run. You can get your quarterback back. You can get Pearsall back. You can get Bryce Huff back. You can get people back, and you can still be a good enough team, I think.
You can. Yeah, you can. But to think that there won't be more injuries, and again, for me, this is just, it's more emotional than X's and O's.
Right.
I think you wanna almost just inject a little life into your locker room by saying, hey, here's a little something because we think that we can do something fun this year. Is it going to be super special? Do we think we can win the Super Bowl? You're allowed to. Who knows? Maybe we're healthier. Maybe we're a different team another 8 weeks from now because a bunch of young players have gotten better. Sure, that's all possible, but that's all. I just wanted them to inject a little life into all this, and I do wonder, for you 49er fans out there, how the lack of activity made you feel about this year. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hi, Trevor. We appreciate your call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, so I think the main takeaway from this, just the lack of movement, is that there's a lot of places that the Niners need help. And I heard you mention it just a second ago. We don't know. In a perfect world, if nobody else gets injured and they make a move, maybe that might be exciting. But you're talking about two – there's probably two players – that I saw get traded that I would have loved to see the Niners get that probably they wouldn't have gotten, been able to get. Gardner and Williams, right? But those two guys, they weren't going to give up draft capital. You're right. They're not going to give up two or three first-round picks for those guys. So if not those guys, then you have to just ask yourself, like, okay, what's the move that's really going to move the needle on this team? We've got two major defensive players that are injured for the full year. They're not coming back. And we got actually three if you count the rookie who was doing pretty well. But the fact of the matter is we can't plug enough holes. So I would rather, and I think the Niners probably would rather see what they have with these guys that are coming in, some of these rookie guys, some of these second-year players that are coming in and starting now. See what you have in the end of the offseason. This is not a Super Bowl contending team. And they are a playoff team most likely because they do have a softer schedule. But they've got a lot of games left, and the injuries keep mounting up. How much longer can they continue to win? Like I'm still on the side of, I'm kind of glad they didn't go out there and pick up a big name and spend draft capital for the future for this. I just don't see that moving the needle enough to call this Niner team a Super Bowl contending team this year.
Trevor, and it's not I'm with you on that part of it. Trevor, thanks. I I've said for 2 weeks they're not going to do something at the top of the market. I'm not all about mortgaging anything for now. However, let me just ask this. Like, okay, who's in the defensive backfield this weekend? Bryce Huff is there. Sam O is there. Furl is going to be there, et cetera, et cetera. We can name those names. All right, what happens when one more gets hurt? Are you dumpster diving again as you go down the stretch of the season? Yeah, that's all. Depth, somebody else who, as I said yesterday, has a resume of going around a large human being and tackling a quarterback. That's all. Warrior Summit Thursday the 6th, that's this week, 2 days from now, Jack's Restaurant Bar, Pleasant Hill, all of us together again, talking another dub season. We got games tonight and tomorrow. 2 to 4, it's me and Dibs. 4 to 6, it's everybody. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, which will have great drink specials. We've got prizes to give away. We can't wait to meet you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday this week, November 6th. We will see you there. Nick Friedell in a half hour. John Feliciano later at 5. Niner fans, how did it make you feel that the Niners went out and did Bubkiss today? This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's the question? I think you just answered your own question. You're welcome.
Shut up, bro.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, bro. So, check this out. We're taking your calls right now on the Niners' silence, the trade deadline. If you're just joining us, they did nothing. Nothing. And the Jets were out in the streets handing stuff out. I mean, they got a lot in return. I get it.
The Niners have made a move since the deadline. They have released Stone Blanton off their practice squad.
I'm sorry, who?
Stone Blanton.
Who are you?
Stone Blanton.
Stone Blanton.
Okay.
Yes.
Who are you?
So, I don't know who that is.
That's a linebacker who is no longer on the practice squad, which frees up a spot for them to squad somebody. You better watch out now. Moves are going to be coming. Dumpster diving. Wow. It's not dumpster diving. It's more like garage sailing. And we go to Eureka every year as a family for the Dwayne Dibley Memorial.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the highlights is Eureka is like a garage sale mecca on the weekend. You don't even have to like look up where they are. You drive down the street.
You just go.
Pop, pop, right. Pop. And it's literally like it's what you do in Eureka on the weekend. And so you might find like a set of 6 teacups and saucers. You might find 5 records. You might find a slightly chewed Frisbee.
How are prices?
Low. Price to move.
And then do you whittle them down even more?
I don't usually do the shopping, but my sister...
You're just the getaway driver.
Yeah, the caner's there, and like my son will go, and
all right.
They're really into it, but that's kind of where the Niners are now. They're driving down the virtual NFL street looking for, hey, looks like they have a 6'5", 281-pounder. Let's see what we can get him for.
I just saw this. This was just sent out about a half hour ago by our buddy Tim Kawakami. Excuse me, on Twitter.
Okay.
And maybe
and Tim, are you okay?
Maybe I'm so choked up because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back on Twitter.
You're back?
I'm back.
Guess who's back? Back again? Willard's back?
Tell your friends, yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah, I'm back.
Because you got locked out.
I sang to you on this radio show.
You did. That's singing.
It feels like I'm locked out of Twitter. Yeah, I was locked out. I've been done locked out for a long time. And if I may, just for a minute on the whole experience, there were moments where I was like, this is great.
Yep.
None of you crazy people ripped me for 2 weeks. I never had anybody do the whole, like I could, for instance, this is kind of the stuff that it still happens like on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Like I can come back from an interview with Tony Vitello, the first one you and I have ever done together, and Tony can be just an engaging, fun human being, and I can go, wow, Tony has jumped Kyle Shanahan in the media personality rankings, which is clearly just like a snide, funny, like silly thing. Those don't even exist, obviously. And then here is, 925. Hey, Willard, cool your Jets.
You're welcome.
Let's see Tony's likability when the Giants are 10-20, followed by 18-3, followed by 5-18. He hasn't even begun his job, and you want to put him higher than Kyle on likability? That's got Homer written all over it. That's what I didn't miss.
No?
When Twitter was gone.
Yeah.
I built a burner account. None of you knew what it was.
I looked for it.
I had one follower. It was clearly a bot. And all I did was read Schefter, Rappaport, and Nick Friedel, and Anthony Slate.
I tried to find your burner. I was Googling.
Couldn't do it.
Bay Area most Homer tweets on the net.
At HomerMark.joy.
Yeah, no, couldn't find it.
Couldn't find me,
no,
could you?
Couldn't touch it.
I was loving it.
Do you have to be a homer?
I do, but in this case, I was just a reader. I wasn't a homer. I was a reader. Yep. No tweeting, no nothing. It was quiet on the set.
And the Vitello comment was strictly about the conversation.
Yeah.
And I would guess that if they're 50-70, he's going to be slightly more demure, but he's going to be equally positive and vivacious. That's who he is.
He's a media personality.
Kyle Shanahan is a really smart, good, excellent, you and I have always said it, but as far as like a conversationalist, he's not that with the media.
I've said nothing. I don't even, Vitello is not even, he hasn't managed a game yet.
Never won a game.
And I'm a Shanahan fan. I didn't put him ahead of Shanahan in terms of coaching. You coaching?
Possibly.
We forgot to ask him that question. Hey, Tony, you coaching? We didn't do that. But the guy can light up a room, right? We all agree? All right. So that's all I was saying. But anyway, that's the stuff I didn't miss.
Yep.
But I'm back, and I got to give a little shout-out to my friend Bernie Fratto, who is part of the Fox Sports Radio crew. He's in Vegas, and it was his DM. And this is what you get, again, for being a nice person, or trying to be at least. It was his fake DM. He got hacked. I got a DM from Bernie that he was trying to launch a podcast. Click here to show me your support. I'm the dummy who clicked a link. I should know. I'm 50 years old. I'm still over here clicking on links. What the hell am I doing?
Dude.
Stupidest thing alive. But I'm like, Bernie, I love Bernie. Thank you. I'm dumb. You all got the same DM from me. You didn't click on it. None of you wanted to support my podcast.
Well, you're blocked, so I actually didn't
get it. Grandy got it. You want to know what the worst moment of this whole thing was? So Bernie got on the phone with me yesterday, and he gave me some advice because he's like, here's how I got my account back. He goes, it might take you as much as 50 or 60 emails, but here's what I did. I did it one time, and I got the email back from Twitter. They're like, okay, we fixed it. You can go back in there and regain your account. And I did, and you want to know what I freaking saw? What do you think I freaking saw? Friends of mine DMing me that they are like, no problem, Mark. I'll click on your link. I'm like, oh, I hope you're lying to me. I hope. But I wouldn't know, because if they did click the link, they don't have their Twitter anymore either. So check and see if Chris Myers is selling you Bitcoin. Will you please?
I will. I will.
Chris Myers, like NFL on Fox. Chris Myers?
Yeah, Chris Myers, I think, is he just bought a new car, and you won't believe what happened. But anyway.
It's funny because our company, our company will intentionally send out fish emails internally to try to get you to.
Totally.
And I got duped on one.
I did too.
And they're like, oh, that's going to be a 45-minute training. We're going to need you to complete the mandatory you got fished by us training.
Totally.
And then I looked at the email they sent. I'm like, dude, of course. Like, you got to check the email address. And there's always ways to look at the email address. And like the Xfinity one, it's not Xfinity, but they're like, hey, 50% off Xfinity if you click here and you look at the email address and it's like Xfinity at 7587.
Exactly.
Ampersand dot 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 dash dash dash.
You know who didn't get duped by that company email?
You.
This guy.
And this guy.
Okay.
It's amazing that I got duped, because I don't even go into that email, as you all know.
Yeah, I figured you just would have had no clue.
I don't even check that email.
I'm usually better about it, and when I clicked on it and then I got the training, I was like, come on, dude. Because I'm much more diligent. I check my email and whatever. Anyhow, yes.
Anyway,
keep your head on a swivel out there, people.
Yeah, and
they're coming for you.
Yeah, so if you got a DM from me, please delete the living hell out of that thing as quickly as you can. But anyway, I got back in, and the reason that I even brought that up is because I saw a tweet from our friend Tim Kawakami that I believe is worth going over for a second. And if you do want to, and I'm not saying that you should or whatever, but if you want to criticize the Niners, or you feel sort of bummed out, disappointed, if you will, that the Niners did nothing today, Kawakami goes, hey, you know, Matt Barrows and I are sitting here on the podcast, and we're batting some stuff around, and something occurred to me. If the Niners hadn't backed themselves into a corner at running back two, then they wouldn't have had to trade a six-round pick for Brian Robinson in August. And if they hadn't have traded that six-round pick in August, I bet that it's likely that that six-round pick might have been used to get a player today. And again, is that fair or unfair? That's the staircase of life. You know, you have to decide when to go after your mistakes and when to just hold or fold. And today they decided to hold and fold. And back in August, they jumped on an opportunity to get Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders. And that's largely because, A, Garendo fell out of favor. B, Jordan James out of Oregon is getting healthy scratches. And then go through all of the other running backs they've tried to draft, usually in the third round, over the last handful of years. And it has been miss after miss after miss after miss. In fact, if you want to bring that conversation in, this is kind of silly because Christian's a star, but it's like, you, after all these running back drafts, you ended up in a spot where you gave up four draft picks for Christian McCaffrey. Like, when through all of this did the 49ers just draft a running back and then use him and like him? Has that happened at all in the Shanahan era?
I'm thinking, because I don't believe Jordan Mason was drafted. He was an undrafted.
Undrafted, as was guys like
Raheem Mostert
and Breida, right? If I'm remembering correctly, Jeff Wilson. Aren't these guys all UDFAs?
I believe so. I'm just trying to think as I do the Googleage and going back in my mind. You've got TDP, Ty Davis Price.
Yep.
You've got Trey Sermon.
Yep.
You've got Joe Williams out of Utah.
Yep.
These are all drafted running backs who actually were never running, or were they back?
And now Jordan James.
And Isaac Garendo.
Yeah.
And Isaac Garendo has logged zero offensive snaps this year. He's played 123 snaps of special teams, which tells me that they think he's a football player, but they don't trust him to even, like, get in there. Think about this. Adrian Martinez has more offensive snaps than Isaac Garendo. 1-0.
Well, and the other thing they could have done, and I know that there are financial reasons for this, and we don't need to re-adjudicate, but they could have kept Jordan Mason. They could have kept him.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to go get Brian Robinson. So that was the other thing you could have done. And then you would have still had that sixth rounder. You might have had even less money to play with. I don't know. I don't know how all that plays out. You know what I mean? I don't know where what Brian getting paid, what Jordan right. get paid. I don't know. But the way that this has played at a position which is supposed to be synonymous with the name Shanahan, which is we can grab almost any running back and make this thing work with a good offensive line, it is rather stunning how many times they've tried in the draft and essentially missed, but then gotten production out of undrafted free agents, and they now sit there today with a running back rotation that was solely acquired through trading draft picks. That's how it's worked for the Niners.
The one drafted running back who actually counts and matters, Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell.
That's and that the was one a guy.
Fifth rounder,
sixth rounder,
right?
Yep.
Sixth rounder.
Yep. And okay. He was good.
He was good-ish. There was yep. a lot of injuries. Yep. The early returns were nice there. And then there's been other running backs that also were signings or trades. Tevin Coleman.
Right.
Like, they've gotten guys to produce, obviously. They've been a good football team in his regime, and they've always run the ball. But my word, they don't find him on draft day.
And it'd be cool if they stopped trying. And
or get it right.
Or just find an undrafted like your dad did with Olandis Gary and Mike Anderson, sir, yes, sir, and
yep.
all the rest of those guys they had. According to Matt Maiocco, going into next year's draft, the Niners have a first, second, third. They've got four fourths and a seventh. And those fourths are all projected based on comp picks, including Jordan Mason, and Hufanga is another one. So you're going to have a first, a second, a third, four in the fourth, and then you'll have one in the seventh. Yeah. So, I mean, you're not without draft picks.
No, they get plenty of picks, but
if you want to talk about Quinnen Williams, and if you want to trade a first and a second for Quinnen, now your cap is blown, and you have no first, no second.
I would have completely been against that. Exactly. But you look around at the kind of stuff that we're talking about that you and I thought maybe the Niners could do, which is, again, not a Quinnen Williams, not a first and a second. You know, I don't even know if there were conversations. There probably were at some point this year about Trey Hendrickson weeks ago when Fred Warner was still playing, like right when Nick Bosa went out. But nothing at the high, high top of the market of pass rushers actually really went down outside of Quinnen. And he's a little bit more of an interior guy, too.
For sure.
So there's the edge rusher market was kind of based on movement in the range of fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders. They don't really have any.
And that's what they did with Keon White.
Yeah, they moved from the sixth to the seventh.
Right.
And now they just have that seventh.
So
no fifths, no sixths.
And if you were going to move a fourth, I don't know if there was a player good enough out there to where you could move for a fourth. I know that the Cowboys got a linebacker, which I thought was kind of intriguing, but the Niners, I think, like where they are at linebacker. And think about next year when you're going to get Fred back and you like D and you're going to have Nick Martin still, and maybe he's a guy, and you know, you feel like in the future you might be okay. And I do think that Tatum Bethune is absolutely a piece that you're going to want to keep. Player. So as far as like now and later, shout out the candy, edge rusher would have been, or interior defensive line would have been the only position I think that you could have looked at that was gettable.
Yeah, and they drafted a bunch of those guys, and they'll, like, to their point, they might say, look, we used a fifth slash fourth. It's a fifth that could become a fourth depending on how many sacks he gets, but they used that already on Bryce Huff in the offseason, and he's coming back. So, look, I don't think that the Niners don't have a point in this conversation. They do. They do. I get it. They have a point. And so I'm with them. Don't do something at the top of the market. Don't mortgage the future for now. That doesn't make sense. But, boy, there had to be a creative way in my mind to do something today, because now I feel like not only are you sort of lacking pizzazz at the pass rusher position, you are now also still lacking depth. And that to me is the concern. And maybe that's my Niner PTSD. But I don't know about y'all. When I sit down and watch a Niner game, my pen and paper are already out to scribble down who gets knocked out for the year. Because it happens every Sunday.
Seems like it, yeah.
So how are we, like, you can sit here today and go, all right, you got Collins and West, you got the rookies, and now you've got Cleland Furl, and you can get Keon White in on this, and Bryce Huff is going to come back. And there's Kalia Davis, right? Like I could, right? Jordan Elliott, Sam-O. There's a group there. So what happens when one or two of those go down over the checks notes 8 remaining football games?
Yeah,
it feels absurd to think that one of them or 8 of them won't get hurt the rest of the way.
You're going to wind up driving to Eureka and going door to door looking at garage sales, and that's already where you are. And I think part of what confuses it, Marks, or makes it a little bit more difficult, is if you look at the NFL across the league, and I'm looking at only probably 10 teams right now at the most that consider themselves sellers. And even Arizona, like, we're going with Jacoby Brissett. He wins, and the Cardinals actually have a better plus minus than the Niners do in point differential. I don't think that Arizona at 3-5 thinks they're out of it. Dallas clearly doesn't think that they're out of it. And if you look in the AFC, yeah, the Jets, it was an absolute sell. Miami fired their GM. Tennessee's going nowhere. Cleveland and the Raiders, fine. The Bengals, I think you're probably on the outside looking in, but I don't think that they believe that either, even though their locker room is breaking apart from the inside out. My point is that of the 32 teams, only about 10 of them are legitimately sellers. So I do think that makes it harder for you to even strike a deal like you did. Now, you struck a deal with New England because Keon White had fallen out of favor. He was on their bench. They weren't going to play him. So if you could find a player like that, and I think that's what was the case with the Cowboys getting that linebacker, is he had fallen out of favor with his team as well, and so he became available. But it didn't feel like there was a lot of those mid-level deals available today.
No, I agree with you. And I think also what happens is that the table gets set. The whole league sees, well, this player got X in return.
Yeah.
Well, that means that our player now, this is how much he should get. Like, for instance, and I don't know how real this is, but the reports were all over social media that the Jets wanted for Jermaine Johnson a second round draft pick. GTFOH. What? You want a second rounder for Jermaine Johnson? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's absurd. Like that, but that's kind of what happens if Sauce Gardner is getting 2 ones and a receiver. If that's what, like, and so people start to see what's going on around the league, and I thought the prices were pretty high today. Because and also, especially at edge, because and I guess this is why the Jets did it. Same reason the Dolphins held on to Bradley Chubb is, I think, that they sort of are like, well, this is what we want for it, because, boy, there's a, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 18 teams that want an edge rusher.
Right.
So they're going to hold a fire sale and take the highest bidder, and sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, well, nobody's going to make that bid. I know the Dolphins got rid of Jalen Phillips, but there was talk about Chubb, even Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, yeah.
You know, and it was like, I think a lot of those were like, well, let's just stick his name out there and see if somebody will lose their mind and give us a haul. But if not, we don't really want to trade him.
And I what think did there Seattle was, trade for Rashid Shaheed?
Was what that, did they trade for Rashid Shaheed?
Was that a fourth,
Shaheed?
Grandy, or was that
I think
like,
it was a fourth, I'll check.
Yeah, let's get that.
Rashid Shaheed is no Jalen Waddle. Shaheed is much more of an A to B straight line defense stretcher. I had him last year on my fantasy team, and you sit him, and then he has a 78-yard touchdown catch.
Shaheed was a 4 and a 5.
Okay.
It was a 4 and a 5. Two draft picks for
one catch.
Yeah.
One catch. And again, Shaheed is going to...
Rashid Shaheed. I mean, he's a good...
He'll be one catch for 68 yards and a touchdown.
He's a field stretcher.
Correct.
Well, he had become...
He's a home run hitter.
He had become the two in New Orleans.
Right.
I don't know what will happen in Seattle. They've got... I don't know if Cooper Kupp is out for a long time. They've got this kid that they like in Torrey Horton, who had a big game on Monday night against Washington. And they have the guy who obviously could lay claim right now to being the best receiver in the entire league. I think maybe most underrated player on offense in the entire league.
JSN.
In Smith and Jigba.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're probably right. Like, I had this comment from my my son when he woke up this morning. He's like,
big guy or little guy?
Big guy. Little guy is at school. Big guy's like, it's 9:30 and my fantasy team's already effed. I'm like, why? Why? Because he was planning on playing Shaheed. And he's like, his numbers are going to go down now.
I don't think so.
I do. That's what I said to him. He's
I don't
better,
think so.
Better team, better quarterback.
Yes.
But probably fewer targets.
Yeah.
Probably fewer
targets. But that's, I think more high-quality targets.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, just a better
succulent
operation.
Succulent targets, yeah. And that's my quarterback.
Succulent
and
targets.
Speaking of fantasy, I had to text Guru last night and extend my apologies because I beat the Goo, yep. And I didn't deserve it.
Congrats, though.
I'll take it.
It's not about deserving it.
No,
nobody deserves it. We're people with laptops.
This is a year where things might be breaking my way, and so
okay,
you know, I'm hoping I can keep the momentum going.
Succulent targets will be the name of my team next year.
I might
year.
Change mine right
you
now.
Can promise that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Is Nick joining us next? We're doing this right away. Oh, we can do it at 4. Okay. All right. Nick Friedell is going to jump in here, talk a little Dubs. How do you feel as a Niner fan that the team did nothing today and John Feliciano's a little over an hour away? This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so. It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Nick Friedell coming up in just about 10 minutes. I was just perusing Twitter, because now that's just what I do all day.
Yeah, you're back.
And I've got my account back. This is so funny. Jason Reed, longtime NFL reporter, and he's with ESPN right now. So I think he's based in Kansas City. He must be listening to Kansas City Sports Radio right now. And he says, the way some Chiefs fans go off weekly on the GM and the coaching staff is really something. And then he lists what's happened over the last decade. And I know we all know it, but I want you to listen to it.
All right, so the list of what this GM has messed up.
Listen to this.
Okay.
9 straight AFC West titles.
Big deal.
7 consecutive AFC Championship game appearances.
Wait, 7 straight appearances?
In the AFC Championship game.
Man.
5 Super Bowl berths during that time. And 3 Super Bowl rings. And they were the first team in 20 years to win back-to-back Super Bowl titles. And people are calling up the flagship station and ripping them for their inactivity today.
Right.
How the hell did they not get Breece Hall? Breece Hall's on Twitter, says he wants out. Why did you not do it? And
they are 5-4, Mark. They're on the ropes.
They are flirting with disaster. It's true. But I listen, the Niners have none of that. The Niners
they have
don't
a little of that.
They have a little, but they don't have any Super Bowl rings. But 2 Super Bowl appearances. Let's see, 2 other NFC Championship game appearances, right? And so that's been the Kyle Shanahan regime. And we're no different. I don't think, you know, I don't know if anybody on our station today has come out hot on the 49ers inactivity. Can't really speak for the Joes because the trade deadline was still going when they were done.
Right.
But Steine and Gu had their takes. It sounded pretty similar to what our takes are. Disappointed, mild disappointment. Thought it would be nice to give the locker room something, but I get why they didn't go all in. But I don't know. Is anybody feeling like this whole thing is just out of line? We do hear it a lot. And I, you know, for the life of me, I still don't know if that's just the lunatic fringe. Is that just, are you just the crazy? Those of you who hate Shanahan and are like, he should either be fired or he'll never win the big one or he chokes in big moments. Like, are you trolling or is that real? Is there a faction of the fan base that would really love to see somebody else coach the 49ers?
Yes, absolutely. They
you think
would.
So?
Yes. Because
like an actual group that is, I don't know, 10% or something like that.
Might be smaller than that, might be bigger than that, but I like the ballpark where you put that, and it's the nature of people who are either not patient or they think that he is smug and arrogant. He can't game manage. He doesn't use his timeouts. He doesn't know what the overtime rules are. He's a choker. He's too conservative. And I could go on and on with what the lunatic fringe actually might think. And yeah, you can look at that. And I'm looking at my notes right here. Super Bowl appearances since the year 2000. So this century, and the Niners have 3 of them. Kansas City's got 5, which is the second most. New England's got 9 appearances. Philly's got 4. There are 12 teams that have not been since the year 2000. So 20 teams have been. The Niners are in a small group, the Rams, Seattle, the Giants, and Pittsburgh. They've all been to 3. And some of those teams have actually won one. The Giants have gotten a couple, actually, and Seattle got one. And sure, should the Niners have had one of the 3 that they've been to? Yeah, they rallied in New Orleans and lost. they blew two leads against Kansas City and lost.
Yeah, but
But at least they're in the mix.
But I guess my thought process, and I'm not going to ask you to do this on the fly, but all I'm really interested in is what has the league done since Kyle and John started?
2017, right?
The rest of it is kind of irrelevant to our conversation today. I'm not here to rip Jim Harbaugh or Carmen Policy or anyone. You know what I mean? The past is the past. What matters is Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Parag Marate, and how they are performing against their competition. So that would be, I think, 9 seasons, right?
Right. This would be the 9th season.
Okay, so they've only completed 8 seasons.
Philly's been to 3, and the Philly's won 1.
Right.
Rams have been to 2. Rams won 1.
Niners have been to 2.
And 1-0.
But the Niners, so what you're telling me, in Kyle Shanahan's and John Lynch's completed years, half of them end up in at least the NFC title game.
Right, right.
Okay.
4 of the 8.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other 4 are just disasters, which if you give me, let me ask you this.
Yeah, that's,
would you rather have 8 years of like the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is you're 9-8, you're 10-7, you make the playoffs and that's it?
I can already answer.
I'd
rather have this.
4 good runs and 4 disasters.
Although one of them's not a disaster because it was year 1.
But not a disaster. If you're going to play this game.
It's not a disaster.
Well, it is if you.
Last year was a disaster.
I was listening to Bonte this morning with the Joes, and he was going back and railing against what they did that year in the draft, saying the first year.
You had
Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, and instead of getting your franchise quarterback, you took Solomon Thomas.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Some people look at that first year and think, well, it didn't have to be a disaster. And then you panicked and you went out and got Jimmy Garoppolo, which he did, and it eventually took you to a Super Bowl. So
yeah, but like I guess my response to that would be, first of all, I think it's hilarious that people are still putting Deshaun Watson in that sentence. That's not a compliment. That was not a good pick. What the hell did Houston get out of that? They had a couple of sort of little dances mildly in the playoffs, and what? And what? Then they ended up getting a huge headache. And then it became, listen to me now, the worst contract in the history of the National Football League.
Maybe sports.
So much so, right, so much so that it is still hanging around their neck, and other owners of other teams had to potentially conspire with one another to stop the market from going the way it was going because of Deshaun. So color me thankful that the 49ers did not draft Deshaun Watson. Now, the Mahomes conversation is a very different one, but I also wonder, how do you think Patrick Mahomes would have looked if you had tossed him as a rookie in on that roster?
Yep.
How do you think that would have gone?
And that's what I've always said.
I think that was their thought process. Like, they weren't ready for a quarterback.
And I do need to clarify, Philly's actually 2-1 in Super Bowl since the Niners started with Shanahan. That first year they won it, they beat New England. So, yeah, other than that, NFC-wise, you've got Tampa, they won it with Tommy, and then, yeah, it's the Niners,
yeah,
it's the Rams, it's Philadelphia.
All of that said, like, I'm not going to bed tonight being like, yeah, I'm stoked that the Niners did nothing. I don't like it. I get it. I don't like it. And I do think that it reeks of two things, and one is a compliment and one is not. One, the compliment I'll give them is, I always love it. Even when I don't agree with someone's plan, boy, I love their stick-to-itiveness. I love it. This is what I originally loved about Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi. When people ask me, what is it you liked about them? Well, they had their plan, and boy, they were going to stick to it. Now, it turned out to not work, so they lost everybody. The Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch plans, I would argue, have largely worked. And this year, they are really sticking to it, and I respect that. That said, it's not necessarily the plan that I would have backed. And when plans change, I believe you got to adjust and evolve. And if your plan was to be 3-6, but you're 6-3, I think you got to say hello to the players that got you there.
It's interesting hearing that from you, because you're so process more than results. And what I'm hearing you say is that the results that you've had, you're 6-3,
yep,
should change your process. And I don't know.
Mildly.
Yeah.
Mildly.
And I do believe that they probably, I believe they tried to go out there and make the mild
for
moves.
For sure they did.
And the mild moves weren't there. And so their process was what Shanahan said back in August, and that sound should be on your board all year, because he told us in the preseason that, you know, we just want to make the tournament and then we're going to go and see what we can do from there. He was setting those as the expectations. So the process has not changed. The results are different, but the process is still the same.
Real quick, let's go to BPA. Nick Friedel is going to join us here in 2 minutes, but I want to get this call in. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to
you.
Miss
you, brother. Where you been?
Yeah. What the hell, Brian?
I'm around. I think, in my opinion, the message is F off to the fan base, but spend your money. We will take your money. Jed wants another wing in the Los Altos Hills Mansion. They are definitely become a very much a penny pinching organization in the last 12 months. I don't know why exactly. I think it's worth a deeper look, but yeah, you know, I don't think the state of the 49ers and the Kyle Shanahan era is great. All the guys they gave money to can't find the field. Their prize number one pick, blown ACL, out for the year when he was on the field with 3 minutes left in a blowout, shouldn't have even been on the field. Yeah, I don't think things are great. Sean McVay has clearly passed up Kyle, but yeah, let's talk about how great they are, I guess, right? I mean, they should have made a move. I think they're 6-3. I think they owe it to their fans to do something. They barely have a serviceable defensive line. They don't have a serviceable defensive line. They have no edge rushers, healthy edge rushers. Yeah, I think they should have done something. Make it look like you care, maybe, right? But, yeah, I guess, you know, Super Bowl's in Santa Clara this year, but it's a bye year, I guess. So.
Yeah, Brian, I agree with Brian that, again, could have and should have done something. I'm not going to go so far to call an organization penny-pinching over the last 12 months when they've extended Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, and George Kittle, and D'Amador Lenore, by the way, and I don't blame them for when people get hurt. Like, that's just me. I don't think that's fair in football to blame an organization when their players get hurt.
And when you're up 34-17, and I'm looking at my notes, 4 minutes to go, you can't just take out Mykel Williams. You can't just take out everyone. This is not college football. You don't just pull your first-team defense off the field. You continue to play when you're out there playing football.
They also don't have that many defensive linemen. Right. Like, which ones are you you're trying to protect Mykel Williams and put who in?
Exactly.
Kalia, Jordan, who are you putting in?
They're already out there playing.
And right, they matter too.
Exactly.
And some might believe they matter more.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about the penny pinching either. And
yeah, that doesn't sound right.
The coffers are full after they just sold off about, 5 or 10% of the franchise.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.